Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hey, hey, besties, Monica Ferguson here, and welcome to World Domination. This is a safe space for absolute legends who are bold enough and brave enough to go within, to recreate their belief system, to aim higher, to chase their wildest dreams and become everything that they are destined to be. This is a space for people who are serious about growth, about healing. We talk about all things mind, body, spirit, and we have the courage to go further than most people even dare to dream. Welcome, let's get into it. Hey, hey, besties, welcome to this week's episode where we're bringing back Lawrence. Now, you may remember him from several episodes ago where we talked about what is your version of success. And this was so exciting to have a continuation of that. He is a Kiwi boy, same as me. We're even from the same tiny town, even though we never met. And he's now a digital nomad. He's an elevation coach. He's helping epic people to launch their businesses and build them in a sustainable way. And I'm so excited for you to hear this conversation where we get so deep into balancing the masculine and the feminine, how to take action, how to keep moving forward, but not too much. You know, how do we get the balance? So without further ado, I bring you my pal, Lawrence. Enjoy. Hey, friends. Yeah. Welcome back. Guess who I have back? Hey, Lawrence. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me. Excited to be back. Obviously, last time we caught up was one of my favorite podcast episodes ever, so I'm excited to jump back in. And obviously we've been chatting in yarn, and just before this, and the energy is already high, and I'm just loving it. And maybe the two coffees I've already had, but I'm feeling the energy, which is good.
Firstly, what do you mean by one of your favorites? That was a mistake.
I think you're cutting out. Yes. I'm just going through a tunnel right now.
Now, before we get into this, we're going to take a poll here, okay, because you just said something shocking to me, which is that you think potato was a vegetable. Now, this was not where I thought this was going, but just a quick, let's just take a quick poll. Send me a DM, friends. Broccoli is his second favorite vegetable, yeah? But he says potatoes is first. Potatoes, I think, technically is a starch, and I'm sure I could find some data to back this up. But,
Well, let's see where that poll comes out. I'm very interested to see. I don't know. I always thought a potato was a vegetable, but I'm very interested to see.
So you could probably argue for both, but I just thought that was quite amusing. But anyway, now I need to find a clever way to segue into our topic. I don't need to segue. We're professionals here. Now, I actually I even wrote a note the other day, because when we were chatting in the DMs talking about this podcast, you said something that jumped out at me, and I love when that happens, because I'm like, that's it, that's the key. And what you said was, quote, what will be with input from me. And I love that, because there's so many directions we can take that, but it really speaks to, do you like my segue here? But it speaks to the whole point of this episode, right? Because I could easily rant about this topic for hours, because I think what we see in the personal development and the coaching world is the super hyper masculine, the Dave Goggins type, you know, get up at 4 a.m. you lazy piece of shit, like da 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 da, you're nothing, you're weak. And I'm like, oh, okay. In my experience, shame-based teaching doesn't work that well, because people typically don't like themselves to begin with, so that doesn't help. But then, at the other end, we've got this hyper-feminine, I don't chase, I attract, I sit back and everything comes to me energy. And so, like, I'm so excited to just hear, like, your take on this. Finding that happy medium and what you find works for you and your clients, and how you guys kind of figure out how much action to take versus how much inspiration, all of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I think it's such an important topic. I just love that quote, because, I mean, that first part of the quote, what will be, I'm not too sure who initially said that or where that originally came from, but it's obviously a quote that I've heard for a while. And it's a quote that I personally leaned into for such a long time, which was probably more of like that, you know, attracting the right things and like law of attraction, manifestation, and all that sort of good stuff. And let's be clear, there's nothing wrong with that. And I do very much agree to a lot of that to a certain extent with everything though, right? Because, you know, if we're thinking about, you know, building our dreams for the future, we've got to visualize them. We've got to understand what we're working towards. We've got to start manifesting, like law of attraction, right? As soon as we picture something, we understand what we're working towards, we see opportunity to reach that all around us, right? But if we hadn't taken the time to get clear on that, then we wouldn't know what those opportunities look like. So I feel that and I get that. But that's the way that I was sort of leaning into for a long period of time, you know, what will be will be. But it wasn't through, I guess, experience and sort of like, you know, connecting with other people, seeing what other people were doing, that I realized that there's such an important piece to that puzzle, which is that with input from me, right? And that is that direct action. Like, you, of course, visualize, manifest, journal, do all of the stuff to clarify where you're hitting and what you're wanting to do. But then you've got to take that action, and you've got to take the action to work towards those dreams. Like you said, there are, you know, personalities out there that are like, just work, 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 and it'll happen. It'll happen, right? But it is a harmonious balance that we have to strike between working and building towards those dreams and actually enjoying the life that we have, right?
Yep, amen. Mic drop.
Yeah.
So many thoughts. I mean, the thing that stuck out to me, like when I first got into this work, was that 80% of success is psychology. 80%, and then so that's only 20% action. But that 20% matters, right? Because we've done the 80% first, it's aligned. It's not a random stab in the dark. It's like, okay, this is intentional, this is purposeful, this is, yeah, not just some random thought. But like, this is why I'm so obsessed with the subconscious mind, right? Because it blows my mind that we don't speak about this more often. Like, if 95% of the mind is subconscious, 95% of our mind is subconscious, and 80% of our success comes from our mindset, our dominant beliefs, why aren't we spending all of our time working on our subconscious mind? Like, when you think like the David Goggins types, right? These are the ones, I don't, for anyone that doesn't know who he is, he's like a get out of bed at 3 a.m. like, just push, just who cares if you don't have any friends, you're a loser, you know, like it's real tough. And I know some people dig that. It's not my vibe, to be honest. But I've never once heard him speak about his belief system. It's always about you're weak. It always stems from this, you're weak, you're broken, you just need to harden up. But what we understand with the subconscious mind is like it's there for our survival. So you can't outwork a belief that says I'm not safe, which is why that balance is so important. Like, if we're trying to be successful, like, and I mean, we know this better than anyone. Like, you go to start a business, every fear, every trigger, every insecurity is going to come up. And like, I've been working through some big blocks lately because I'm about to crack at like a new level. And it's like all of this childhood trauma stuff has come up, and it's linked to not feeling safe. That's what it is. So I've had to completely rewire my nervous system to be like, I actually am safe to hold this much visibility, this much success, whilst my nervous system is like, but it's not safe. Like, everything's dangerous. No one's safe. You can't trust anyone. It's like that is so much internal work that you wouldn't see in the external. But then there's like a thought, right? And it's like, make this post, and that post will blow up because the internal work was done first. And it's like, that's the law of attraction, right? Like, we attract what we are. And this is why I'm, again, so obsessed with the subconscious mind. Like, we attract our dominant state. So that's our unconscious. And it's like, no one takes time to look within. What the heck?
Exactly. I think there's so much power there. There's so much truth there. And I think, you know, I also like how you're sort of talking about like different sort of fears and different things popping up as we sort of continue our journey as we grow. Obviously, myself, I see this all the time working with business owners and people starting their businesses, growing their businesses. And all these fears seem to be popping up for people as they're going on this journey, right? But as you said, a lot of it is coming back from stuff that has happened in the past, stuff that they've locked away in their mind, but it's always active, it's always present, right, in the subconscious mind. So it's actually intentionally taking time to explore that, to be present with it, to understand that, and obviously sometimes do some really tough and deep work to move through some of those pains so that we can allow ourselves to be at those next levels to, you know, move forward and grow into these new spaces, right?
Yeah, for sure. So I'd actually love to hear what you do for yourself and also what you recommend to your clients when it comes to like action versus the internal stuff. Like how much action to take, how do you work through that with people? Like right at the start, no one knows what to do. You've got all these mixed messages, people saying hustle more, people saying do less. It's like, and then you think, oh my God, am I doing enough? Am I doing it right? Have I failed? Have I, you know, how do you navigate that?
Yeah, I mean, that is it's a big question. And really, it is going to be dependent on the individual, right? And that's always going to be the case with what feels right, because it comes down to even at a practical and logical sense, right? It's also understanding how much time one has available and how much energy one has available to then start to plan out the work that they need to do or want to do. All right. So I think that is kind of the place to start is, say when you've got to a place of understanding the actions or the tasks that need to be done to, say, start a business or just anything in life, really. It could be a career, it could just be time with family, going on holiday, whatever the occasion is you want to sort of plan for. But it is around understanding the certain tasks, but then understanding how much time you have available over your week. So let's just talk about a week, for example, understanding how much time you have over your week. You know, what are the things that are already taking up? Is there stuff with like kids, with family, with job, with other commitments? And then really understanding, okay, cool, let's slot in these tasks and things to get done. And using those techniques that people talk about with like time blocking or time boxing, you're batching your work, that sort of stuff, like really to maximize that. But it doesn't stop there, right? It's then understanding the energy that you have available and understanding, all right, when is it best to do these different types of tasks? You know, what works with my natural energy rhythm in terms of, you know, is it the mornings, is it the evenings, is it whenever to do certain types of tasks? But it's doing all of this work first to then really know, okay, well, I can comfortably, you know, invest this amount of time and energy into my projects, into my business. But then, you know, I still want to have this time and space available for my life, for my dreams, to just be present and enjoy. And that's one of the things that I do is I get people, obviously I work with clients wanting to start their businesses or grow their businesses. So naturally, when I'm talking to people, they are wanting to build, 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 build. So that's why I help them move through that block of planning out all the work they need to do first. And then we start to think about, all right, cool. Well, how can we still create space to enjoy life? How can we still create space to be present? How can we still create space to dream, to actually build for, to think for the future, to visualize for the future, and have those creative spaces as well? Mm. So that's kind of an approach that I would take with someone.
Yeah, I love that so much. And just to like point out a couple of things to people listening, there's so much power in that, and that it's very holistic and it's very scalable and sustainable. And I think this is something that is so easy to like, it seems quite boring when you go online and you see these people that are, you know, like posting their fake photos on private jets and stuff, and you think, oh my God, she's only 21 and she's already achieved that in 6 months. Like, I'm such a loser because here I am just posting every day and I'm only getting a few followers a day. And it, like, it seems really like, ugh. But this is actually how it works, right? It's just little consistent steps over and over and over again. And it's not this big thing. And that's why most people don't do it, because it takes a lot of stamina. So it's like, we need to be smart and actually figure out, yeah, how is this going to work with my family and my life and my other goals and my own happiness? It's not just like, I'm going to work 1,000 hours a week until I'm a multimillionaire and then I'll figure everything out. It's like, you're going to burn out before that happens. Like, we're not doing
that. Exactly, or worse. Yeah, absolutely. It is, it's those small little habits, right? It's kind of getting consistent there. You know, I think, like you say, it's like, it is sometimes just about those, you know, getting those one or those two followers, like these little kind of milestones. But that's what's going to allow you to build sustainably, right? These little habits, these little things, that's what's going to be produce that sustainable growth. And it's a sustainable growth, it's obviously going to allow you to build for the long run and enjoy the process at the same time. So you don't either burn out and then, you know, get sick of it and give up, right? You're actually going to be in a space where you're comfortable and ready and excited to continue the journey.
For sure. just then I was thinking, man, I was like, this sounds like another podcast that we've done. And it was, the last one that we did was around what is our own version of success. And plug, go and listen to it because it was so good and it really leapfrogs off this, right? Like, it's not necessarily the big stuff that we even want. It's like, like you're such a beautiful example of this, you know, like you're sharing these amazing adventures you're having on your travels and being on frozen lakes at sunset and these beautiful moments that, like, those are the moments you're going to remember when you're gray and old. Like, whoa, that was incredible. Like being with your new fiance in beautiful places. Like, that's the whole point of all of this. It's not just to work a million hours a day, right? It's like to actually have a life.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you make such a good point, right? And I want to be honest and honest with your audience. Like, this is something that I'm very much working on and trying to be better at because, again, for the longest time, I was just working and trying to do some cool stuff in my business. And, like, yes, there's always been a balance and I've understood these concepts that we've been talking about, but I also found myself rushing from one moment to the next. And I'm trying to take this active time now to just be more present in these moments, right? And, you know, share these moments with my fiance and just really capture them in my mind, right? And I think there has just been so much power in slowing down and enjoying those and just intentionally trying to make those moments last longer. And there's been so much magic in that and just so much enjoyment. And as a result, I'm just feeling so much more, you know, fulfilled and like so much more energy just being able to experience and take in those moments for a longer period of time. It's been, it's been pretty cool.
So awesome. And I love that too, because it's like, we're always a work in progress. And I think that's important for people to hear as well. Like, both of us have just referenced the work that we're doing on ourselves. Like, we never get to a point where we're like, I've cracked it. I'm perfect. I never have to do anything again. Like, I've nailed it. It's like, we're always going to be in a state of reflection, right? Like, is this working? What do I want more of? And as life changes, we get to evolve as well.
That's right.
And something else I just want to point out, and I was hoping that this was going to come up, is the balance. So because we've got the masculine and the feminine perspective here, right? So what's really interesting to me is, like, you're very masculine led. Makes sense, right? So when I talk to you about how do you manage stuff, it's very like systems, processes, look at your schedule.
Logical.
Whereas I talk much more about intuition, your feeling, what aligns. And these are really important distinctions because both of these things are required in order for us to be successful. But, like, naturally you're masculine led. That's how your mind is wired. So it makes sense that you lead that way. But listen to, like, what you're talking about is coming into the present, slowing down. That's the feminine, right? And whereas, like, what I see a lot in the feminine collective is it's too passive. It's too, I don't chase, I attract. And they kind of use that, but it's actually a form of self-sabotage. It's like, mate, you're scared. Yeah. You're scared because it's scary. Like, of course it is.
Absolutely.
It's so scary. But it's like, you still have to take that 20% action. You still have to take the action. And and for my, you know, woo-woo spiritual friends out there, like, these are universal laws. Like, law of attraction, everyone knows. But law of action is also a universal law. And it's like, people forget about that one. It's not so exciting. I just want the car to manifest in my driveway. I don't want to have to actually go and do something.
It doesn't quite work like that. Nah, I think it's so true. And then it's because it's the same with, like, the masculine energy as well of, like, the, again, the people that just, you know, push, work, and then wonder why, you know, they're not necessarily getting the car, to keep that example happening, but it's because they didn't get clear on where they were going and how they were actually going to achieve the finances to buy the car, or even get clear enough on what car they're actually wanting to work towards and stuff like that. So I think absolutely it's, you know, you got to have that balance. And I think it's also really powerful for us as coaches to understand, like you say, how we naturally lead through our own life and how we sort of lead through our coaching, but then understand how we can bring in the other energy as well so that we can be full, you know, well-rounded or holistic in our approach, because that's obviously going to set our clients up for success. But it's also just going to make sure we're, you know, attracting, you know, the right outcomes for our clients as well. Right. And I think, there's some really good thoughts to continue there.
For sure. Yes, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I'm such a geek for this stuff. Like, I'm always reading a book about, psychology, and I've learned a lot about like the difference between men and women in terms of our brains and how we're wired. And I find that really interesting that, again, we're not talking about this. But even in terms of energy, right? Like, men, testosterone, it just regenerates every 24 hours. Boom, boom, boom. Whereas women, we're like this freaking roller coaster. Like, certain weeks, we're just out. And that's why it makes sense that we actually learn how to operate the way that we're wired as well. Because every woman knows there's like one week in the month where you're just like superwoman and you get everything done. Like, and it's really interesting as okay, so feminine for me, a lot of it is like learning how to trust yourself, like listening to yourself, right? Trusting your own wisdom, your own intuition. Slowing down enough to be present with yourself and what's going on within you. And people always told me, right? Because I always said to people, I'm an all or nothing person, right? And I always got people gave me shit for that. But it works for me because when I'm on, I'm on. And when I'm off, I'm off. And there's no in between. So when I'm on, I can go like, I'll be literally up till midnight sketching up things, creating things, and I'm excited. It's not a drain. I'm like, yes. I've got all the things going. Like right now, I have two programs and two masterclasses sketched up, complete programs, like sketched up on my
There you
table.
go.
And it's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then, so it's like all that happens. And then the magic is then working within my energy, right? So when I'm like flat and exhausted and drained, I'm not going to push myself to do stuff because it's going to be shit. Like, you're going to feel the difference when I don't care and I don't want to be there. But the power of the masculine, right, is the systems and the structure that support it. And I think this is the key for any ladies out there, is that we have to learn how to build the systems because it might seem boring, but it's what supports our feminine so that then we can show up and create and flow, right, and work with that energy. Because we've got the structure to support it. Because if we only operate in feminine, nothing happens. It's a bunch of ideas on your table that never get built, right?
I love that. I think there's so much power in that, and like in building those systems, to support like over say the month, and like understanding and working with your rhythm, your energy rhythm, to understand what are the weeks that you're going to be more productive, what are the weeks that aren't going to be so naturally productive, and still look ahead of time to think what are the small things that I could be doing in that space, or what would I like to do during that space, so that planning that ahead of time, being intentional with that ahead of time, when those weeks come. And even if it is only like 10% of what you'd normally do, like that is still moving the needle forward, even ever so slightly, which is just that momentum, and it's something to celebrate, and it's something so good to be. And I think, yeah, there's just so much yes to that. And I also just want to touch on though as well, like, with like guys and this again, a lot of guys just feeling like they always do just need to push, like, there's no excuses, like just go for it sort of thing. But it's also being okay and being vulnerable enough to recognize that even for guys, you're still going to have moments where you dip, and you're going to have moments when you saw it. And it's again starting to think about that and reflect on when those peaks and rise happen over your month as well. Is there certain things that trigger different energy levels to fluctuate, and do exactly the same thing? And it's okay to plan days that lower work capacity, because your energy is not where it needs to be. And I think it's just important sometimes to say that and give guys that permission, because it's not always said enough, I think.
Agreed, agreed. And this was so in the, when I first started my business, I was full masculine energy, and it came from a real like scarcity place. It came because I was trying to earn my worth. I was trying to prove it, right? Like there was a lot of work that I still needed to do on myself, and so I was like, okay, if I'm always busy and productive, and my calendar is full, and I feel really important, then it's going to fill this gaping hole that I have within myself. And that didn't work, plot twist. But my mentor, right? Now he has like 47 world champs. He works with Olympic athletes and stuff. And he was the one, oh, he's the most masculine of all men, right? And he said to me, Monica, this is bullshit. Like, you need to stop. I was like, what do you mean? I said, I watched a movie. I was like, but I watched a movie tonight. And he was like, but did you, or were you doing something else? And I was like, yeah, sending emails. Like, But he really taught me this idea, and it's from a mindset perspective, and it changed my whole life. So he, I might link it in the description, actually. He created this podcast episode called All and Nothing, meaning that we've got to do both, right? Because our mind is always there. It can't be fooled. So if our mind has sent us very clear signs that say, you're tired, you need to rest, you need to slow down. We're not happy. We're not happy. We're achy. We're not sleeping. Like, we're not meant to live on 20 cups of coffee a day. but we push through, I mean, something's going to happen, right? Something's got to give. But two, what happens is, like, when it's time to go, we're not going to go because our mind is like, oh, we've got to conserve, we've got to hold back. And so this is the principle that he has used with world champions to break world records. Like, they already had the world record, and they broke their own world record by resting. Like, and he, I have goosebumps whenever I talk about this.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'll never forget the story that he told about, like, a triathlon. A woman that, she already had, like, a gold, I think. No, she had a silver in triathlon. And she'd get to the certain point, the certain time, and she could not break through it. And so her response was, I need to work harder, right? I'm going to hustle more. I'm going to change all this. And he was like, what the heck? Like, you're exhausted. And he's like, you're taking 3 days off. And she was like,
no.
So she took 3 days off, and then she beat the world record. And it's so counterintuitive to what we've been taught. You know, it's like, it's such a process of unlearning, I think, that we have to learn how to rest and how to receive and how to recharge. And it's like, when we understand those things, like the law of attraction, we're attracting based on our state, not our effort. So it's like, actually, sometimes the best thing that you can do is go to the beach on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. That's it. Take those intentional breaks. It's like the one way that I like to look at it as well. It's, you know, it's one thing to have a break, but what type of break are you having? Are you falling onto the couch because you're absolutely exhausted? And hey, like, things may happen that cause that. But, like, if that's kind of your default, like, is that the right approach? Or are we taking intentional breaks and actually doing activities that recharge us, that energize us both physically, mentally, and emotionally, right? And I think that's the key. And I just love that story because it's just such a beautiful example of, like, high performers doing incredible work, absolutely smashing their goals and dreams, but realizing that it's giving themselves a break to truly recharge, which are going to help them leapfrog into that next level, into doing even more incredible and beautiful things that they, you know, had already been dreaming of. So I think that's such a cool story. And please do link that episode, because I also love to listen to it.
Yeah, I will, for sure. Hey, we used to always talk about this, and, like, he, because I used to say to him, like, I can't imagine you not being, like, on, because he, when he shows up, he's on. Like, he's terrifying, right? And he was like, yeah, but that's because you don't see me when I'm not on, right? He was like, he said, quote, I'm the ultimate sloth. And I love that so much, because that's the level, right? If you want to be all the way on and, like, high achieving, you need to be all the way off as well. Like, it's both.
100%.
I love this. And it literally changed my whole life. And then it forced me much more into that feminine energy, right? Which, if we geek out on the mindset stuff, what happens when we slow down? Well, we're present. And if your head is, like, a total, like, trash can full of just self-loathing and trauma that hasn't been faced, like, it's very uncomfortable to be present, which is why a lot of us operate in a masculine energy. And because we feel good, I'm busy, I'm productive, I'm successful. You're actually avoidant. Like, I say this with so much love, and this was me for years, but actually the most productive thing you can do is deal with those thoughts in your head, deal with the self-loathing and the pain and the tears that need to be felt and released. It's like, but that's why I didn't do it for years. It was so painful that our mind doesn't want us to feel pain. So instead, I was busy.
I love that. I think that's such a powerful way to look at it, right? And it also, it just kind of got me thinking as well, like, similar thought, kind of different, but, like, around you know, people would always be like, they would assume for me personally that I was, you know, very, you know, outgoing, you know, just full of energy, just love being around people, like always showed up with my A game, like always, you know, people just assume that of me. But it's the same thing though, that, and I never kind of understood why, because outside of the interactions, like, I'm very quiet, I'm very introverted, I'm very reserved. But that's exactly what you're talking about there, right? And it's being okay to have these kind of different, maybe switches, and allowing yourself just to kind of tap into these different energies and just being aware of that. Yeah, it's very cool. I'm just kind of reflecting live because I kind of hadn't thought about it quite like that, right? And I think that's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And because people see us in a certain moment and assume that it's natural too. Do you find this? Like, people always make assumptions about me that are so, like, people assume that I'm positive all the time, which I think is so funny. Because I'm like, do you know how many tears I've cried to be this positive? Like, do you know how much shit I have felt in order to be this version of myself? It is ugly. Yeah. Like, I've kept Kleenex in business.
But I feel you. I feel you on that as well. Very similar. Very similar story for myself. But I think truthfully for myself, I think for the longest time I was putting on positivity as a front, as a way of operating, because I felt like it was the easier thing to do. But in more recent times, absolutely, I feel you on that. And like, I would still show up the same way, and people don't necessarily see or understand the journey that we go through to understand how and why we can actually show up this way now. You know, like you say, some of the tears that we've gone through, some of the pain that we've actually gone through, and understanding our own journey to get to where we are, so we can hold that level of energy.
I love it. Yeah. And that's actually a good cue for everyone to just take a second and reflect on how far we've actually come, because all of us at some point were freaking out about putting a photo on the internet, you know, and here we are on podcasts and videos every day. And like, yeah, it's crazy to think. Like, I remember my first networking meeting I went to, and I was almost throwing up. Like, I was shaking. I was so scared.
So, and now look at you.
I think that's cool for all of us. And because it's so easy to forget, right? Because you're just like, okay, cool, on to the next thing. What do I want to work on next? And it's like, old me wouldn't even recognize this me.
That's it. I think it's so powerful. And I literally had a moment like that the other day, where it was like, doing my reflections for the year that has just been in 2024. And there was still part of me that was just like, you know, I wish I'd done more. I wish I'd done that, right? But then I saw another creator on Instagram who shared a video where she was reflecting back to herself like 4 or 5 years ago. She was like, I'm so proud of that person, would be so proud of what I've achieved. And I took the time then to think and reflect back and be like, 2019 me had only just got the idea to start a business.
Yeah.
You know, that me would be so damn proud, so excited to understand everything that we did in 2024, the places that we got to travel to, the people we got to work with, like all that sort of cool stuff. Like, and that excitement just absolutely fueled me again. So I definitely, like, I want to second what you said, is take the time to actually just think back on everything that you've achieved and what you've actually done, and just celebrate that, because we don't do it enough.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And that is a wrap. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for being here, and please let me know your aha moments. I want to hear all about them. For extra support, make sure you're following me on TikTok and Instagram at the Monica Ferguson. Check out the School of Greatness for self-study courses. And of course, if you want one-on-one mentoring, just DM me and I would love to have a chat with you. Go and slay the day. Thank you for being you. See you soon.